Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week's episode, John, was sponsored by Men's Room. It's a new podcast from TalkSport. Yeah. Oh. Hey, Mr. Brown.
Big in, how are you?
You're wearing a rubber today. I think it's a studder.
No, it's a mould all day long, John.
Yeah. I've not got the back balance you've got, though.
Are you up for it?
Why are you wearing boots for a podcast? That's my question.
You've got to come prepared, Chris.
Well, we're in the under the cost dressing rooms. This is where we prep, isn't it?
That's where it all goes on.
Mel, who passes them smelling salts, Chrissy?
Oh.
Good to go.
The odour of deep heating.
It's unique. It's unique.
Good gear, deep heat.
You used to enjoy the dressing room?
Oh, yeah.
I did until Dean Saunders dished out a 10-minute bollocking with egg mayonnaise on his top lip. And you just saw shoulders going everywhere.
Well, yeah, we're recording this little segment from the changing room to celebrate the start of Men's Room, the new podcast from TalkSport. So we give them a little mention because, well, during the pandemic, male suicide rates hit a 2-decade high.
Unbelievable statistic, innit?
Men's Room, it's a great new podcast from TalkSport where they're talking about all their men's issues that
taboo subjects.
Yeah, that we're too afraid to talk about. Dedicating the podcast just to them issues. Fatherhood, sexuality, racism, dating, masculinity, mental health. All the stuff that we should be talking about.
Some of this very close to my heart. Body image.
Yeah.
It's one of them. Why is it taking so long to talk about them?
Yeah, it's a new podcast where Adi Oladipo and Rory Jennings are tackling all the different subjects that we should be talking about.
They've both lived interesting and unique lives, haven't they?
They have.
The pair of them.
And the listeners will be able to relate to the vulnerabilities, won't they, as they discuss all these hot topics that we should be talking about.
That's it, Chrissy.
I'm sure they're going to cry, they're going to get angry, and most of all, they're going to get talking.
Which is the most important thing.
It's something that's needed to be done for some time, I think. So you can get the new podcast, The Men's Room, wherever you get your podcast from, all your usual platforms. I'm going to give it a listen.
Certainly am.
Chuck us them smelling sons.
Sons.
Chuck us them smelling.
Sounds like you need them. Brown Dog, Bowser. For the final time this series, evening, afternoon, morning, koshers.
Simply uncalled for.
Been away for 2 weeks, haven't you? So you've got to expect that. A little bit.
Coming strong for the last episode of the series.
Fuck me, are we not allowed a break? Like, Jesus Christ, you've already been wicked.
We've been on the grindstone while you've been.
You've been away
off.
And he were away while I were away. So you can both fucking knack us.
Have you had a good time?
Yeah, very good.
You're looking good.
Yeah.
Bronze.
Housewives favourite, innit?
Oh.
Yeah.
So it happened at every football club. Housewives favourite. You know, like the plumper version. Like they think I were attainable.
Was it?
Good. Yeah. 2 weeks, probably 3 days too long with 4 bins, with 4 kids.
Did they all get on?
Yeah, mainly. Yeah, little spat here and there, but no.
Nothing you couldn't sort
nothing
out?
Nothing that...
When you've got a nursery teacher in the camp, there's no problem, is
there? Before I'm in each throat, cats, what's that? You know what I mean? But no, it were really good.
I tell you what, you're looking better than I thought you would do, coming back with a couple of weeks in all-inclusive.
I reckon I've lost timber.
Get out.
I'm impossible. Telling you, I eat less on holiday.
I thought you'd be coming back in a snide tabard.
Did you bring any gear back with you?
Eh?
Did you bring any clothing back with you?
Oh, I thought on about two kilograms of cocaine then. No, too big a risk. No, I didn't buy one.
Don't get in the markets and that. Some good gear to be had.
I thought you'd be all over it.
belts and...
Do you think I want to go on holiday and go to a market?
Tig watch and all that stuff.
Yeah. Why would I... Where do you go shopping on holiday, like?
Oh, I wander out markets. A bit of an haggle.
Are you a good haggler?
Terrible,
the best.
I can't. I can't do it, mate.
I can't.
On that subject, to be fair, right, obviously sent kids to the shop with some money for in hotel, so they came back and they must have paid off at odds, whatever, because they must have took advantage because they were kids. So they went in. One of the girls wanted a couple of bracelets for her pals, and my missus went, "Watch this. I'll see what this is at." So she went in. She went, these two bracelets here, 200, whatever the fucking is. And he went, look on his calculator, and he went, 102. I said, fucking some haggler you are, love, aren't you? He was about to pay double than what he wanted. Fuck me, I'll win me send next time.
200.
Yeah, she went, these two bracelets, 200. 102. Right, go on then.
Deal.
Yeah. I just fucking looked, I pissed me then. Tell you what though, some arrogant bastards. Horrible. I don't even give a fuck if you've got Russian listeners. Horrible bastards.
Really?
Yeah.
There's not a lot of generalisation. No, just like, sure there's some nice Russians out there.
They never say please or thank you.
No, just like tomato to bar staff. No need, is there? Like barging past, you know, like barging past you when you're trying to get your snap and that.
Right, yeah.
And just walking to the front of
it's
queues.
It's just difference in cultures, isn't it?
Well, I think that culture is rude.
Survival of the fittest.
No, yeah. It's rude. No. I'm not, by the way, not.
But like, so, he's shouting a bit, Matty. Is he?
He's angry, isn't he?
Yeah, because I don't like it. Like, these, the bar staff, right? They're just doing the job. Just 2 meter or 2 sambuca.
I bet they didn't click the fingers, though, did they?
Where was it when he got the hanky out? Bournemouth.
2 San Miguel. It were only because they couldn't see me at back.
Yes. So more San Miguel's come, the ruder he gets.
No. No.
You look obviously, you can tell that. You're like a damsel waving a soldier husband off to war.
Tell her with me aggression about the rude people that I'm obviously not a rude person. Yeah, just like I've got 3 Lilos, right? And the people are barging past me to get out at lift. You know what I mean?
You are not getting in a lift with 3 Lilos.
Right, I am.
There's no room for nobody else.
Right, I am. So, yeah, rude people. Don't like rude people.
No one either, is they?
You had, you had a good time, though.
Yeah, very good, very good. I mean...
What factor did you go for?
Started on 30, burnt to a crisp, and then I progressively went lower.
To get the oil involved.
Crisp and dry.
To be honest, by end, I'd had enough sunlight. You know what I mean? I was like
1% fat spray.
I was like,
on my
head. Right, like. So yeah, I'd had enough sunlight. 10 days is enough, I think. 10 days is enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you had like a good time. Day.
So I don't know if you know, lads, but I'm going away again in 2 weeks.
Where are you going?
Benidorm.
Fuck me.
For how long for?
3 nights. 25th. If anybody's in Benidorm, what 25th?
Jim Charmers here. What?
Anybody's in Benidorm what 25th of June?
On a jolly jolly.
Feel free to, with lads, that, yeah. Yeah. Feel free to buy us a drink.
Are we on the Segway show?
I'll be watching the Segway Sex Right, I will.
Is it still going, is it?
Fuck is it?
Oh. Who was the other the woman?
But to be fair, they've both got rubber gloves on now, you know, for COVID.
Who was the woman, the famous woman that did it? And then her daughter did it.
Oh, Sticky Vicky?
Sticky Vicky.
Uh-huh. I might go and see her. Last time I went and watched Pete Loaf 3 nights in a row.
Pete Loaf?
Well, obviously it's not Meat Loaf, is it? What's Pete Loaf 3 nights in a row?
What's Vicky's daughter called?
I'm not sure.
Tacky,
she's just a sticky
tacky Tricia.
Yeah, she's just a talented. And then I go away again up 3rd of July and all, lads. Just to let
Jesus.
You know.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way, we've got a walk coming up. I forgot about that.
We have. Walking's brilliant.
Are you doing it, Chris?
I think so, yeah. You dropped out.
I'm at a wedding. I'm in Ireland for
a
wedding.
Are you not doing it?
I'm doing the back end, two of them. Because there's 3 peaks in it.
Yeah.
I'm doing the last two.
Doing the descent.
Doing the hardest two.
On the last day.
I'm not doing the first one because this time
he's getting stanner up and walking down.
Do you know, for a course to course, I did a little bit of walking. This time I've done fuck all. Nothing.
When is
can't
it?
Can't be as hard as that, man.
18th of this month. Just so you best let Rose know. Mental attitude.
Mm. That's not wearing my boots rent house.
Gets you through it.
Just wear your Vans, man, Chrissy.
Yeah.
Piece of piss.
Did it in trainers last time. So it was
like, yeah, you did it all, did you?
What about... oh, yeah. What was it? Shin splints.
Fuck off.
Shin splints. I gave crutches.
My feet won't fit in my flip-flops.
Fucking crutches and a neck brace.
My feet won't fit in my flip-flop.
It came down
I need clown shoes if I get down.
It came down like Brian Potter.
COVID and all that we found out later on.
Ah, you got to get through it, haven't you? So,
shin splints.
If, I know.
Dickhead.
Shin splints, you get it from age 12 to 14, but you got them at 36.
I'm still growing, aren't I?
So, yeah, I'm sure we can put a link in for the Just Giving page and yeah. That, can't we? So, yeah, fucking busy month, aren't
we? I think it's going to be harder than what we think as well. Because last year, you think last year couldn't get any harder, but...
You think it is?
Oh, well, big mountains, aren't they?
It's all right talking, innit, when you're not fucking coming?
I'll be there. I'll be at the back stick.
Yeah. Just not making the run to it. Just ending up there.
The final episode of the series. We'll have a look back at the series gone by. And some of the best Patreon episodes, because we've had some crackers on the Patreons.
I might as well not be here.
A massive thanks to you, Patreons.
I'll let you know, I might as well not be here.
Why?
Because I can't remember fucking any of them. So you might just... I'll just sit quiet.
No, but a massive thanks to all the Patreons that have been listening and helping us along.
It helps, doesn't it?
I think this has been one of the best series for me, personally.
The best for me.
And I don't think it would be without the help of the Patreons making it possible.
I can't remember this series or any of the others.
Who's been your favourite this series? I know it's tough.
Let's have a look at the list.
You've took my list. I can't see.
Do you know what? Just because I wasn't expecting much, Jeff the Ref.
Yeah.
And if I'm honest, when he used to referee, and I don't think he ever refereed us, but just watching from afar, I thought he comes across as a bit of a tool.
Yeah.
But as soon as he walked in, I was like, nah, you're all right.
What surprised me? Man bag
and 1992 Nike tracksuit. Yeah. I don't know where he's pulled that
referee
from.
Referee issue, that's that as well. Yeah, but I think...
Would you agree?
I would agree, yeah. I would just look going down that list then.
I mean, Steve Howie, some great stories.
Steve Howie... See, I knew Steve Howie were a great lad, but I didn't know how funny he were. Because he's quite serious when we have a drink with him and that, innit?
Yeah.
He's quite like, not serious, but he's straight. He don't really get involved. You know what I mean? So
I'd hate for me with Steve and him on a bad hungry John together in a corner.
Next to a group of rude people.
Yeah, rude Russians.
Mm.
But no, I think you hit the nail on the head there with Jeff.
Yeah. And it's just, like I say, until you meet people, you can't really comment, can you?
No, But I like the surprises as well, you know, Sonny Pike and Jimmy Glass, like more interesting stories.
It's mad, isn't it? Because we've kind of gone down a road of... young kids is in the best way to nurture them and out and, you know, Sonny, we had Sonny on, and then ever since every episode there's been a talking point, a theme. Brad was talking about that.
Bradley Orr as well, what an episode that was.
Matt Letizier. We've had Legod on.
I know. Mm.
I don't think we actually realise he's an absolute Premier League legend,
and there we are in his house with a cockerel.
Yeah.
Trampoline. Coffee wasn't the best. Can I put that forward?
Dog with her as well.
Yeah, the dog was annoying us.
All right.
To be fair, the dog was very well, a lot more well behaved than Martin Allen's.
Yeah. Just a little shit, wasn't it?
Fucking yaw.
I spoke to one of the lads at Blackburn who was there, you know, the Nzunzi game.
Yeah.
And he said there's a clip from it, and Blackburn were on the counter attack. Receiving end of a counter attack, whatever that is.
Defending a counter attack. Fuck me,
we
have been out of the game a long time, haven't we?
And David Dunn made up 30 yards on him, on Nzonzi, to track back. And as good as Dunn is, he was not known for his defensive
forward play.
Or running quickly.
Yeah, made up 30 yards past him to.
I wonder, did he get dragged?
No.
He did the full 90.
Mm. And they're both true. The lad that I spoke to, Juve didn't fancy. Obviously, it was when Dyer and Sinclair, remember when they were just shit hot? So he's like, I don't really want to be exposed against Nathan Dyer.
Right. So it had a lot to do with the opposition as well.
Scott Sinclair. So it was him on the left, Dyer on the right, and they just used to...
Yeah.
And if you don't want to be a left back open, trying to get a move, do you?
Well, I'm just going to say that. If he's hoping for a move, you don't want his pants pulled down.
Get me tucked in, Steve. But yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, but really, hopefully everybody agrees, another really good series.
Yeah. Well, like I said, my favourite series.
Who's your favourite?
I'm starting to get hang of it.
Of the series... It's a tough one again. I'm inclined to agree with you with Jeff, but not knowing what to expect, and then he just came in like a wrecking ball, didn't he?
Seems a long
I really enjoyed Craig Davies as well.
Yes, brilliant. He was up there, and he loves it as well. He's made his own little screen recordings. You know, when talking about was it Bolton or Blackpool came as Inter Milan or prime Neymar and Messi?
Yeah.
He's done his own screen recording. So any game that gets, she's like, this is Jose.
He's going to have steak mate merch by end of year, I'm telling you now.
Seems a long time ago Matt Jarvis released, doesn't it? Man, it's nearly 4 months, isn't it, the series?
And we recorded him back end of the year, didn't we?
So yeah, it's been a good series. And we'll be back in August. Well, we can get onto this at the end of the episode, but we'll be back in August for another series. We'll not stop. Obviously, John's going to be away most of the time, but when John's back in the country, we'll be recording non-stop.
You're not having another holiday?
No.
No?
Got to drive us forward, Chrissy, haven't we?
We've got to drive us forward.
There's all kinds going on behind the scenes, John.
The fact that you were letting him say that is a disgrace.
I think you agree.
We're going to drive us forward.
I knew Matty, by the way. I'll never forget Matty.
No. To be fair, he's had a few appearances this year, hasn't he?
It was a bit odd, you know, when it was Bradley Orr intro and he came and just stood on my left shoulder. And
Brent-esque.
Yeah.
Brent.
I think there were one scene, actually, during the Warren Feeney one, and when I watched it back, I thought, why has there not been a cut there? Why has it not? And then a couple of seconds later, Matty appeared in Mirror, and I thought, oh, that's why there's not been a cut there. Quick thumbs up in Mirror.
What else have we got coming up, lads?
Putting a peel out, and we've got a few questions in.
From listeners?
Yeah, from listeners.
What are we calling them? Listeners, fans, followers?
Listeners.
Listeners.
Listeners and viewers.
Right. Not fans?
I'll go with fans.
Yeah, fans. You two have been arseholes since I've been away, haven't you? Self-pretentious arseholes.
Worshippers. Too much?
Nah.
Oh, massively. I think have you got a bit of Russian in you?
We've got some questions about the series gone by, should I say, and this series, just with people that are mentioned. But then I've also got another little segment that I thought I'd do for this one.
Is this your own little segment? Or?
Yeah. Well, it's some of the questions. You know, we get them random questions.
In the window.
Just
there,
put right? in.
Patch?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're struggling there, John.
FS, that.
Let's see your belly button.
FS.
Your lats are looking good, though.
Oh, by the way, I can't believe that they made it onto Twitter or out. Remember when I sent you my gym session?
No, did you go to gym while you were on holiday?
You know what I did? Because I sent you a video, yeah.
Did you just do it for video, though, didn't you? You weren't in there.
Me, Oliver wanted to go to the gym every day.
Did he?
Yeah. So I'm thinking probably not mine. So I had to go in with him to supervise. So I thought, well, I'm in there, I might as well chuck some.
Sure, fucking, it's done.
Might as well chuck some 30s about on the bench press.
How sore were your tits the next day?
Oh my god, filth. Filth. And I think the next day we did that.
Did you feeling bouncing when you were going downstairs?
You know the next day, dickhead. And then you know the where you get pulled on back of a speedboat, but it's like a. It's like a big ring, but not a ring, if you know what I mean. And you've got to hold on. Fuck me. So I did that the day after. My tits are only just coming round.
Is this the start of something then? Are you going to carry it on?
In fact, I actually quite enjoyed it. You know, like getting a sweat on for the first time in 4 years. I think it was just a temperature.
Did you get a good belly button?
Cool. Oh, I to be fair, now the belly button's expanding a little bit, I can actually squirt people with it.
That's the best bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't usually get it in, though, because you usually fill it with ketchup, don't you?
Did me chip in?
No, but I've got another little segment here from those old questions, them weird random
weird
questions
and wonderful
that we get. So I'm going to call this segment Getting to Know You.
Getting to Know You.
So, we can
get these questions for us?
Yeah, I mean...
Can we find
just
them
at
you, though?
Yeah, if you want. Have you ever stolen anything?
I steal a carrier bag quite regularly from Asda.
Yeah. Do you know what I Co-op, the carrier bags, the food bags, recycling bags, which cost a fortune. So I always get one bag and then stick an handful of carrier bags
bugger
in. Thinking.
Cat litter. It was a steal cat litter.
I haven't even got a cat.
Eh?
I haven't even got a cat.
No, but it's a thrill. It's a thrill, isn't it? So what you do is, if anybody's got a cat, just put it on the hook at the back of the trolley. Just stick a little cat litter on there.
Yeah, but why not just get a compost or something that you might need? Why a cat litter?
Because there's no
hook on
compost, is there?
So what have you been doing with all this cat litter?
I just leave it outside at car park, next to the car. It's more difficult now, but you know the old fillet steaks?
Yeah.
So you'd beep, beep with your mushrooms and your onions and then just see if you could get away with...
Did you make the noise?
Just sneaking the fillet steak round the beep scanner.
Nothing to see here.
So just sort this thing, this self-service aloe is fucking on blink. What else stole?
Clothing's hard. I know somebody who...
Fucking hell!
Used to go into TK Maxx with a shit pair of jeans on.
And swap them?
Swap them. So... Take a pair from the shirt thingy, try them on, take the tag off, put the other ones back on the hanger and hang them back up.
Yeah.
But it's still...
Masterclass.
It's still Nick's shit jeans.
You should try it.
One of my favourites is hotel breakfast. That's like a challenge now, collectively.
Yeah. Premier Inn.
Yeah. Well, and any inn.
but Premier Inn are sloppy.
It's like getting past security, you know, like kind of get in here and then before you know it, you're filling your boots.
That one in Bournemouth, though, it was like Fort Knox.
Oh, no, he weren't letting no one through.
It came out of nowhere. I think you did manage to do it, though, didn't you?
I've got a few distraction techniques.
Talking about distraction techniques, can we talk about the me getting the rucksack into Wembley?
I don't know how you got it in.
I've got you to thank.
Oh, yeah.
So at the bottom of the stairs, there was two stewards, weren't they? And the first one's absolutely no chance. You're not getting in. The bag's too big. So we've moved on to the next one. And you've just gone over and went, is the other entrance? And just pointed like that way. And she's obviously gone. And I've just slipped in. Because somebody messaged on Instagram.
Yeah. How did you get it in?
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Somebody messaged, I'm going to Wembley for the Forest final. And I've got quite a large rucksack. How did you get it in?
Distraction tactics. Yeah. There we go. Yeah, I remember it now. It's all coming back. It's all flooding back.
You said someone, like, is there another entrance down there?
What's over there?
Oh, that's Wembley.
As soon as she turned, slipped in. Yeah, I remember it now.
Good question, that. I like that one.
Got a bit of sponsorship this week from my wife's favourite brand.
Go on, Chrissy.
Since we got involved. Manscaped, of course.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Viagra.
Well, we've got one step at a time now. We've cleared the weeds out. Yeah. Manscaped sponsoring the show once again. And the performance package is on a special offer for all you under the Kosh viewers and listeners. All you've got to do is go to manscaped.com and use the code Kosh and you get 20% off.
What have we got? The Lawnmower 4.0.
The 4.0.
Highly recommended by you, John.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been away and normally I get a little bit of chafing, you know, in and out of pool and that.
Which is normal.
I think everyone does, but since I've been using the Manscaped, sound, not one little bit of discomfort.
All off.
Oh, fine.
I've started designing my like, little tuft, just leaving a little tuft on at the
very
top
nice,
of the
Chris.
Shaft, like a Mohican.
I must admit, I did go
little
for...
Little nose tickler.
I must admit, I did go for Love Art, but it was too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard to sculpt.
Yeah.
It was difficult.
Do you know what I found as well? Two birds, one stone. I sit on the toilet... Then reach back and then get the shave in and then no cleaning up afterwards.
Excellent, Chris.
Yeah, always.
I didn't even think of that.
See, I've actually gone one step further. I do mine in the back garden, so they can just blow anywhere. You know what I mean? The neighbours are furious, but
hanging the washing out
just blows everywhere. Honestly. In fact, we had some little blue tits nesting in his bird box. And I think my pubic hair was the most comfortable bit of it. Put a little special for the little blue tits.
Still got the lotions and portions.
They do. Yes, well, with the performance package, like you said, you get the 4.0, which is the new improved version. Gets right down where you need to. You get the weed whacker.
Weed whacker.
Trims the
comes noise. In handy for me, especially.
He is. The wash bag.
The wash bag.
Got to keep it all in it.
Boxer shorts.
Boxer shorts. They're comfy after you've cleaned them all up. And, like you said,
ball toner.
The lotions and portions.
Now we're talking, Johnny boy.
Never, never look so good.
Slap them up, iron out the creases after you're done. I'm like Mr. Miyagi when I've finished. Wind it in with a bit of deodorant afterwards. Oh, it won't lie a place in a fruit bowl.
Do you know when we do these, I wonder if it's in people's head, like watching, thinking what it's like when we're shaving as
thinking of him on the toilet.
Yeah, just had a shite. But then, ooh, aye. Three birds with one stone, that is. Shite, trim, no cleaning up.
Well, like we said, all you're going to do is go to manscaped.com and use the code COSH and you get 20% off performance package.
Father's Day coming up as well.
Oh, good idea.
Excellent
good
Father's idea. Day gift, know. John.
Well, I think my dad would probably raise his eyebrows. Yeah, Dad.
Well, he could trim them if he wanted to, he might raise them.
Sort your spuds out.
Yeah. But my mum's asked me to get you this, Dad. What is it? It's for you to shave your one wood, Dad. Oh, no bother. I'm 78, son. That ship sailed.
Have you ever had a school fight? You ever fight at school?
Once.
Yeah?
Once. And I nearly got excluded.
Did you win?
Fucking did I win. Tell you what happened, right? So you used to get on school bus at Bottom and Dad's Street, right? So double decker. So I get on one day and a lad from here above spat on me, right, from top deck. You know, Dan Jobby. So I shout, so do that ever again and I'll fucking kill you, right? So I got on the school bus the next day, did it again. I weren't having it. So I've gone up the stairs, you know, around the spiral, and here at the front, you know, where there were like one long seat and then one in the corner. And I've started hitting him, right, at the bottom of Mum and Dad's Street, and I threw my last punch at school, right? And it's 3 miles. I've still got my big coat on, right? They had to carry him off.
Puffer jacket.
Big puffer. They had to carry him off.
What, on stretcher?
I'd gone, yeah. Like
Nobody tried stopping you?
Nobody was stopping me. Nobody's, oh.
When it gets going, the big and these takes from getting out.
When the eyes are gone.
Three lads on each arm.
Honestly, I was hitting him for 3 miles.
Did you do it again?
Never spat on me again.
There's a lesson there.
Never had another fight.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Never. Did you not have a school fight?
I'm a lover, Chris.
As I said, the thing was like, look, I should be excluding you for this for a week. And I'm like, well, it's up to you, but...
He must have been black and blue, was he?
Oh, aye, we're fucked, aye. He couldn't even spit. All his mouth were fucked. So that's the only fight I had at school.
Have you seen him since you left?
I started bodybuilding now. He could fucking ejaculate. He could ejaculate on me now and I won't say a thing.
You'd half enjoy it.
Just chuck it down my kite, Bigham.
Have you?
No, never a fight. I got spat on, but I didn't fight back. It were green as well. Oh, no, it weren't nice. It weren't nice. School buzzes, though. I remember, you know, you had them girls at school that were like...
Oh, yeah, we had a few of them.
There's always something going on, always a bit of drama. There were two in my class at school, Natalie Kinsley, Stephanie Mann, I still remember them now. And they were a nightmare, always something, you know, loud.
Do you know when you said the names, you brash. Got both fingers together like that?
No, that would have been nonsense. And I always remember, you know, like... after school, and there's that push for the buzzies, like buzzies are coming and everybody wants to get on. And I remember Buzz, and I saw it happen. Buzz pulled up and it brushed Natalie Kinsley's arm and she went down like a sack of shit. Like, because, you know, drama, she fell on the floor. And I think she even closed her eyes. She was playing dead.
Was that your wishing splints?
Yeah. And a teacher come over, oh no, we're going to have to call an ambulance. And I remember Stephanie Mann, a best mate, was like, oh, I'm a best friend. I'll go and tell her mum. And she's like this on floor. So they call an ambulance and I'm like, there's fuck all wrong with her. She's just after attention. So Stephanie Mann gets on the bus to go and tell Natalie Kinsley's mum her daughter's been ran over.
By a bus?
And they get up 125. And I remember saying to lads, if we get on the 575, it'll drop us off at the bottom of the road, but it doesn't go through a estate, so we can get to her mum's house before she gets to her house to tell her that her daughter's been run over.
She would tell her spoiling
news. There were nothing to do, so we just thought it'd be good for me walking past when she goes and tells her mum. So we got on it, up the hill, granted it all worked perfectly to plan. Just as we got to her house, the 125 come down. She got off the bus to go and tell Natalie Kinsey's mum that she'd been run over. She come out, got off the bus, walked in front of the bus, bang, got hit by a mini. Got hit by a mini and she got proper hit. Up the bonnet, onto the roof. And I remember it's a red mini, Union Jack roof. And she went right up top and rolled back down again. And then Natalie Kinsey's mum come running out of the house going, Stephanie, you all right? You all right? She's getting up. She's going, yeah, your Natalie's been hit by a bus.
Oh, she's concussed. She knows she's on about.
Oh, unbelievable.
I didn't see that coming.
No, unbelievable.
Neither did she.
One of my fondest school memories, that one.
Did you wallop either of them?
No. Too much drama. Too much drama.
So yeah. Keep in touch with them?
No. I shouldn't have mentioned their names, really. I hope they're all right.
Any more?
Yeah, there's a few. First car. What were your first car?
First car was a Vauxhall Corsa.
Mine were a Vauxhall Corsa as well, blue and mine.
Well, I brand fire new and all.
Were it?
Yeah.
Fresh off the press?
Only because...
An old clapped out one.
Only because, if you remember, his insurance were gastronomical, weren't it? So back then, you used to get years free insurance. So whatever I paid for the car monthly were only the same as what I'd have been paying for me monthly insurance anyway.
And big piece of kit to be getting in a Corsa.
Yeah. I weren't as big as this then. And then the year after, I got another brand new one.
Fucking hell, who's buying these cars? You buying it yourself?
Yeah.
He was rolling in it, Chris.
Yeah. King of Barnsley.
So the year after,
17.
I got another brand new Corsa with another year's free insurance. 12-month ban within 3 months.
In the next 12 months in garage. Never fucking moved a mile.
What were yours?
Golf.
Were it? Oh, golf. Silver first car.
Yeah, that's big.
But I think I was 18. Right. I did my knee, so I couldn't drive when I was 16. You can learn to drive.
17.
So I was quite an old.
Golf's a good car for a first car.
It was really good. TDI.
Flash bastard.
What's the one up from it? GTI, innit?
Yeah, GTI is a big car.
I couldn't afford a GTI.
Or the insurance.
Yeah.
Remember when I got that blue one at Preston?
Yeah, you got your miles in that.
Oh, fucking it. We're the most disgusting colour, but...
Reliable.
Oh, but incredible car. Yeah. But it was just a horrible blue.
Reliable's not what you want at, like, 20-odd, though, is it?
No. Oh, 25, 26.
Yeah.
Give XY fucking nice car.
Yeah.
And I was chugging up in a fucking... It was like a bit, yeah, like that. Like that top, like a deep blue... Mm. Filth. But to be fair, it just used to get abandoned in car park at Preston.
We did
just leave with door open just to get into. I didn't
full
get
of McDonald's
fired.
Papers so and Greg's wrappers.
Costa.
Yeah.
Costa cups.
What, have you ever had another job?
No.
You've never had a proper job, have you?
Never.
Ever?
Paper boy?
I was a shit paper boy
To be fair, saying that, when I was 18, 19, I was leaving Barnsley, I did a couple of shifts in my local.
Did you?
Yeah, when I was thinking about fucking football off. I fancied
enjoyed
it. Yeah, you know, like but then they said, look, you can't pull one for yourself every time. Every time somebody buys a drink, but I did do a couple of shifts in my local.
You used to work behind a bar, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it. Oh, that was when I was in my prime. That he used to give me number out with receipts.
Did you? You creamy bastard.
You forgot your receipt. I don't want my receipt. You want this receipt? Oh, to treat.
God,
creep.
I like that. That's our first installment of getting to know you.
Was that it?
I think
you could have finished on a better one than cars, like. You got no more?
Well, we did job, didn't we?
Oh, job, yeah, that was shit. Yeah.
First job, first car. I'll give you another one. Have you ever clogged a toilet? Have you ever clogged a toilet?
Yeah. It was Rachel's ex-girlfriend's, but it was a student house.
Right.
So she had four friends, and it was a proper job. Demolition job. To be fair, she got involved with
the... She did it. I've got a problem. Hand down.
She got the hand down and...
Glove on?
She'll have put a glove on. Black bin bag.
A thin slate one.
Off a club.
One night with 10 litres of petrol.
And there was only one toilet.
Oof. See, I'm leaving that.
See, just, you're just leaving it?
Yeah. I'm not saying a word about
drop
it.
Drop and run.
I ain't been for a shit. No one doing me that. I had a wee.
Who's left that? Yeah,
you've got another five people out, so it could have been. Not doing me.
See, I can't believe she got in there, though.
What you need to do is, you need to go, maybe not so much now, but you know the old metal hangers? Dismantle a metal hanger and get fucking prodding there.
Yeah. I did it.
And then just leave the hanger in the bathroom. Not doing me either.
I did it at an ex-girlfriend's. When are we?
Family home or?
Family home. I was trying so hard. More toilet roll flush, it just weren't going, just kept bobbing back up.
Yeah.
Good torpedo. I used someone's toothbrush for breaking up. I don't know whose it was. I give it a wash and put it back. The handle, not the bristle end. Well, we said we'd have a look at some of the best bits from Patreon. I like that segment.
Well done, Chris.
Getting to know you. Yeah. And we've got some more podcast-related questions. I think we can put them in between each of these.
Can I just ask another one? Weirdest place you've ever had sex?
Oh, Christ.
Well, look at the camera for that. Weirdest.
This bit's not going in.
Oh, well, we can go to town then, can't we?
We'll come back to that, though.
We can come back to it. But like we said, we should have a look at some of the best bits from the Patreon, because not everybody's a Patreon. So some of the best stories from the Patreon episodes. Any particular you want to... You want to go Sue first?
No. Why are you looking at him, Chris? You know fine well.
He can't remember.
I tell you what, the Dean Saunders from the live show.
From the live show, yeah, because that was on Patreon for those who didn't make it.
The best ever, I think. You know, just it's probably a 10-minute story, isn't it?
10 minutes?
Well, I dragged it out to half hour.
I can kind of remember it loosely. Should we have a listen? Have a look, have a listen?
Yeah. Right, I could stand here all night and tell you stories about Ron. He was like, so I'll give you an insight into what he was like. Number one, he had a sunbed in his office. Permanent tan, jewellery, he's got a Bentley outside, sweep over, comb over, and he played right wing every day. Training was designed for him. Not for us, no tactics. We had a 9v9, 8v8 every day. He played right wing. It was his ball, and he was captain and the fucking ref as well. Right, so, and he could never get the last word in, and he thought he was better than everybody else. So, now you've got his character, like of all the stories I think I could tell you, Cup Final, 1993, Aston Villa against Man United, right? Man United's team, when I name it in a minute, it's the best team, like you think they can't lose a game of football with that team. So we're at the Royal Lancaster Hotel, it's 12 o'clock, and he's got to convince us we can win the cup final against Man United, right? So imagine this, he's got, he's got the flip chart, right? So every week, he's got this flip chart, and he puts the opposition's team on the flip chart, and everybody on there is either shit or average. There's never a good player on there every week. So we're all walking down, imagine now, cup final, we're all walking down saying, this is going to be funny. He's going to try and rubbish Man United's team here. This is going to be a good laugh. So we get in the room, and he's leaning on the flip chart. And we've got three Jims. Jim Paul, the kit man. Jim Barron, assistant manager. Jim Walker, the physio. And one of them always gets a mention in the meeting, and none of them knows which one he's fucking talking to. That's a comedy sketch in itself, right? So, cup final. This is his tactics and his team talk for us to beat Man United, Ron Atkinson. He goes, Jim, everyone in the room? All three of them jump up, and Jim Walker goes, I'll do it. Yeah, they're all in gaffer, they're all in the room. He goes, hey, what a game of football to play in. Remember when you were at school? When you were at school and you were thinking about playing in cup finals? It's today. What a fucking game. Live on TV, Wembley Stadium, against Man United. Tell you what, wish I was playing. Probably should be on current form. Might be my first mistake of the day, but there you go. I'm not picking myself, by the way. Could be a mistake. Let's have a look at what we're up against today, lads. He's got their team written on this flip chart. I was sat in the front row, remember thinking to myself, we're in big trouble. Honestly, the page gets worse the further down you go. He goes, right, let's have a look at where we're up against today. In goals, Les Sealy. Dean, where are you? I went, here. He went, he fucking drops everything. He drops crosses, he drops shot. Get on his fingertips. Today he'll score a goal in the cup final, live on TV at Wembley, and it'll all be down to fucking me. I've told you what's going to happen. Make sure you're there when he drops it. Right back, Paul Parker. Distribution, lads, absolutely fucking appalling. He's that bad on the ball, let him have it. He'll give it back to us. Left back, Dennis Irwin. Mr. Average. He's not fucking bad. He's in the right place at the right time, fair enough. But when you try and name these two teams in 10 years' time, he's the one you can't fucking remember. Mr. Dennis Irwin, fucking hell. Centre backs, Gary Pallister, Steve Bruce. Dean, where are you? I went here. Fucking pedestrian. These two are fucking slower than me. If you can't run them two on that massive pitch today, I will show my arse in Woolworth window on Monday morning. Pedestrian. So we're all nudging each other, things getting worse now, innit? Middle of midfield, Roy Keane and Paul Ince. He goes, let's be honest, lads. These two, they can run, they can tackle, they can score a goal, they can hit a pass. But what they don't realise is, I've got out of my bed at 7 a.m. this morning, I've gone up to Wembley Stadium, I've had a look at the pitch, and the fucking grass is too long for them two. It's not a ball carrier's pitch. Don't worry about Ince and Keane. You won't see them today, by the way. We're all going, he's got out of that. He's not getting out of this one. In the wide areas, on the right, Andre Kanchelskis, and on the left, Ryan Giggs. Steve Staunton, where are you? He went, here, gaffer. He went, Kanchelskis, Steve. He's that quick on his day, catch fucking pigeons. And he starts making it up now. You can tell he's making it up. He goes, so he's pictured in his head, Kanchelskis skinning Steve Staunton. He goes, so Steve, don't let him go down the outside of you all afternoon, crossing balls in our box. Open your body out and get him inside. Send him infield into traffic. Paul McGrath, you're the first defender inside him. As soon as he comes in there, first chance you get, fucking smash him. And we're all going, here we go. And on the left, Earl Barrett. Earl, where are you? He went, here, gaffer. He went, Earl, Ryan Giggs. There's no way around this one. No way around it. Let's be honest, Earl. Let's just be honest. Ryan Giggs, given time and space, he can destroy any fullback. So don't give him any. The bottom of the page is horrific. And we're all going, here we go. How's he going to get out of this one? And he goes, up the front, Eric Cantona and Mark Hughes. And that's their fucking team, lads. We can fucking beat these. And we did. We did. We beat them 3-1.
Did you win the game?
We won 3-1. I still don't know whether that was genius or he just made it up. We beat him 3-1.
People mention flood our inboxes. We're getting Warnock on, about yeah. getting Warnock on, but Big Ron would be brilliant, wouldn't he?
Mm, how old is he now, do you think?
I'm not sure. But I bet he was class to play for, man.
Yeah, incredible.
I can't imagine him being in this country very often.
Nah. I wonder how his tan is these days.
Yeah. I reckon he's sat on a sun lounger with his funny medallion enough, burning his chest.
He was in Turkey. I should have asked him, shouldn't I? I should have mentioned it to him. What an idiot.
What a story, though. Like, look, I think that night, you just like I felt like a passenger that night because you just did, you just let him off the leash and off he went, didn't he?
And just, the thing that, is, just that night, or
we saw him. he played at a golf day when we played the other week, and he said I was in the supermarket and someone came over and said that is one of the best stories I've ever heard, and it was about the cricketer. He's
oh,
old
his
man,
yeah.
And he went, did I really tell that one? He couldn't remember even telling it. So I think he was a bit beforehand. We already had a couple of tequilas, didn't he? He was like, how many people are here? And when we told him there was like north of 1,200, he was like, fuck me.
He was good though, wasn't he?
He was brilliant. Let him off the leash.
Yeah, incredible.
So, like, but then he got off stage, he just carried on. When we were having a drink afterwards and at half time and everything, he just keeps going.
Yeah, relentless.
The thing what's most amazing about the story is it's actually the FA Cup final.
Yeah.
Like an hour and a half before the FA Cup final. It's unbelievable.
His head must be like a file of facts, just full of stories.
I think with it, I don't think it's like they're all just there in the front. I think he starts talking about summer.
And then another one.
And then it just comes. And then he's like, oh, I'll tell this bastard and all.
Yeah.
Then something else triggers it. Oh, I'll tell that one and all.
The other one with Corey Pavin by the green as well, that was funny.
Oh, yeah.
Dino.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever know? Yeah.
What else we got?
Well, on that note, to the managers, while we've questions from listeners, from the managers that have been spoke about within the episodes, who would you most like to have played for if you could pick one? Whether they've been on or just been spoke about?
Big Ron.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give you two. Warnock and Coyle. I'd love to play for Coyle.
In a good team. When they were at
Burnley.
Yeah. And flying and enjoying themselves.
I bet he was good, yeah. What about you?
I like an holiday, so Nigel Clough, maybe.
Yeah, great shout. In fact, I might change mine.
Yeah. Yeah. We know you like a bastard holiday, don't we?
Yeah. Well, then, I know that on the flip side, who would you not have liked to play for, apart from Blackwell?
We're just taking him out straight away.
Yeah. I think he's everybody's answer.
Hmm. I'm trying to think who's getting a bit of bad press.
Yeah. Because everybody, I mean, I'd say there's only Blackwell that hasn't had a balanced argument for anybody who's ever slagged anybody off. We'd have somebody on who backs him at the same time. Yeah.
We've had both on that. He's had a both barrels, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Bad
and good. He's mine who I wouldn't want to play for.
Just to show you.
Just
like
the 78
off.
Days. Yeah. So whatever it were.
It'd be good entertainment value, like if it fly on wall, but in terms of getting involved and running every day.
If he gives you a couple of days off a week, fine. Gives you your Wednesday and your Sunday, fine, no bother.
Yeah.
But not 78 days.
Even Brucey's had both ends of the spectrum, hasn't he? Positive and negative.
Yeah.
Steve Bruce.
Mm.
But I bet he is good to play for.
By the way,
Wesley. Do you know what? I'd like to play for Wesley. I think I could buy into it.
You know,
I just think people just need to get involved and buy into what he's doing, and he'll take you places.
He'd suck you in.
Yeah.
Hypnotise you.
Yeah. With all that with dumbbells.
It nearly sucked me in.
Spotters on this, Graham.
In fact, it nearly sucked me in every meeting, but then when I thought to myself about it all, I realised, no, he's not. But yeah.
Wesley, got to be on it.
Yeah.
Shall we have a look at another Patreon?
We missed one. Ben Pringle talking about Steve Evans.
Oh, he might be up there and
he's
all.
He's up there, isn't he?
Stevie Evans.
Yeah, yeah. Big Steve.
But I would like to see him covered in shit. If you're not listening, you'll know.
But the one, I think it was David Noble, wasn't it? David Noble had worked with him before at Boston. And when he signed for Rotherham, there's a good story on one of the meetings after they'd been beat. Can we get it on? For my benefit, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we could put it on. I forgot all about that, to be honest. You've just thrown us a curveball. Because I didn't think we were putting that on there. But yeah, let's go for it.
I can't remember it.
It's
Somebody asked a good question, actually. What's the best thing about working for him and the worst?
The best thing, I think, it was just entertaining every day. That was... Not football related, but it was just entertaining in every single way, every single day. There was something happening at the football club. And in a way, it worked because it brought the lads together so much. I don't know whether he meant to do it like that or not, but...
Like an us and them type situation.
Yeah, exactly like that. So there was days where he would make our lives literally hell, like, and he'd be running us without training or, you know, it was like a bomb that you didn't know when it was going to go off. Like, it could go off at any time. Like, even when you don't think it's going to go off.
There's no reason for it to go off, but it does.
Absolutely no reason. As safe as houses, bang, he's off.
But just a little finger trigger.
Just you looked at him the wrong... Someone looked at him the wrong way, put a cone out wrong. He's fucking going mental.
Like 0 to 100... Head gone.
Oh yeah.
And like, when you're going mental, like screaming.
Well, yeah, the first time we ever seen it was the first game of the season. I can't remember who it was now, but he literally, I think it was Dale Tong, Shrewsbury away it might have been. And obviously we'd heard all the stories about him shouting and raving and getting in your face, and half time he's just come in and just gone like nuts, like absolutely nuts, like.
At the Tong?
At Dale Tong, yeah. So
the result?
I think we got beat, and I think he wasn't doing something he wanted him to do. But, I mean, when you hear about managers going head-to-head and, like, getting in your face, like, it wasn't, like, here or here. It was, like, he's literally touching your nose, yelling in your face. Like, so intimidating for the lads that he did it to.
How did Tongy react? My tongue is quite quiet.
I don't think he reacted well. Like, he didn't react, but... Throughout the season, like that season especially, it happened quite a lot. There was a lot of players who didn't react well and, you know, put their head in, or they got up and they had to be separated. And something that, if you saw it now, like, it would be a massive deal for, like, the rest of the season. You wouldn't hear of anything like that again, whereas that, it was going on literally twice a week.
Have you ever seen anybody swing for him?
Not swing for him, no. The most I've seen was kind of head-to-head and, like, both stood up, like putting their heads in and then get separated and stuff like that.
Do you think he's got a bit of that?
I meant it'd be a slow punch, wouldn't it? Just
buttermaking,
fucking winding it up. Just to get his arm round. But
I think he might lead with a head, you know.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there was times, I remember when we played Port Vale away. It was like the fourth game of the season. And I mean, obviously you played at Port Vale, it's
big old
mass,
isn't it?
And it was boiling hot. It was like 30 plus. It was absolutely red hot. And I remember taking the kick off for the fourth time after 18 minutes. We were four down after 18 minutes. And I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to go absolutely off his tits at half time.
The thing is, he's hot and sweaty and all, isn't he? Yeah. You know what I mean? Disgusting. Yeah.
Still got the blazer on.
But as well, you're thinking, he's going to run us tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll run it tomorrow.
That's what happened. He was like, everyone's in tomorrow, 7:30 at the training ground. You're going to fucking run, basically. So, like, the lads have come in. And when he was there, obviously he was at Crawley, had quite a lot of success with Crawley, didn't he? So in the first month or so, he kept mentioning Crawley and, like, how well they did. And he'd, like, go to individuals, like, obviously Matt Tubbs was a striker at the time at Crawley. So, he'd go to Nardiello, he'd be like, do you think Matt Tubbs would have missed that chance there? Do you think he would have... Do you think Tubbsy would have done that? He'd have had a hat trick by now. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, to like Nards and people like that. So he just kept going on about it. And we had David Noble, obviously, probably the funniest guy I've seen in football. And he'd played with him before. So I remember Nobby's first day, he'd signed for Rotherham, and he's just signed for a new club. And honestly, he was suicide on the day. He's doing this warm up, like, just I'm thinking, Jesus, what's up with him? Like, just saying for Rotherham, I'm like, come on, it's not that bad. It's things you don't understand, mate, what this guy's like. You don't know what we're doing. You don't know what you're in for, mate. Like, so, anyways, he's come in, and I'm sure Nobby must have been out on the Saturday. He must have not gone to bed, or he'd just come in, but he sat down and Steve's gone, so do you think Crawley would have let four goals in 18 minutes? Do you think, like, think Tubbs, like, banging on and Nobby's just gone, bearing in mind it's 7:30 in the morning, Nobby's gone, would you just shut the fuck up about Crawley? Shut the fuck up. Nobby's voice. It's one of those voices where he makes everything funny. Even when something's not funny, he makes the story funny. I wish I could do his voice, but just shut the fuck up about Crawley. He's gone. They're fucking pub players. They wouldn't be able to lace my fucking boots. Stop fucking going on about them. Obviously, talking about the bomb going off, it fucking went off.
To be fair, I can understand it going off for this.
He was behind the desk like this. He's fucking raked his chair back, twatting the board. Anyway, so it's getting heated. They're just going back and forth each other. At Rotherham, like, the change rooms were up here, like, in the building, and you walk down to, like, the mobile, which is what we used to have the meetings in. There was, like, two sets of windows which you could see up to where the change rooms were, so you could see if people were coming and walking down. Anyway, Nobby's just, he's lost his head, and he's like, fucking cancel my contract. Fuck this. Bernie Manning's been there 3 weeks. Cancel my fucking contract. Steve's gone, fucking get out, da-da-da-da. He's kept repeating louder and like, cancel my fucking contract, like, battens it forward, slams the door. Steve's gone to the window, like, open the window. And you could just hear Nobby walking up, like, his voice drifting off, still going, cancel the fucking contract, as he's gone into the thing. Anyways, about an hour later, I rang him after just done about 100 runs on the fucking pitch at 8:30. And I rang him and he's like, brings a fuck bit. And I was like, well, you probably shouldn't have said those things, but he's like, no. He was like, I think the rule back then was if you cancelled the contract after you just signed or you something like that, you basically couldn't sign for someone else till January.
And then he cancelled it?
No. So this was August, September. He's been there 3 weeks. He's just told Steve to cancel his contract about 84 times in front of the rest of the squad and then realised if he did, he couldn't sign for anyone else.
I can just imagine him sat there and going,
yeah,
sure, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
I can just picture
shut
it.
Shut the fuck up.
Backtracking.
Yeah, he had to...
Apologise.
Yeah, so he had to come in and say sorry. He had like a 2 week... like period with cooling off period where we didn't see him.
2 weeks is a long time to cool off.
That's
mate.
What I mean.
just shut the fuck up.
The way he says it in his voice, honestly.
Oh my God.
They were always the best ones. You know, when you shouldn't laugh. It was like in school when the teachers, I mean, imagine that happening and you're in the meeting and you're just like, oh my God.
Because you've all been thinking the same thing as well. Oh, you've been going on about it.
Yeah.
Just when somebody says it. Yeah.
The fact that he was one of his later signings. Worked with him before, so we thought, I've got him.
Yeah, he's boxed off.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't need to work with him.
Shut the fuck up about Crawley.
You just see, think everyone's reaction like...
It's when he probably thinks he's on a roll as well. He's got everybody, yeah. You know, even though everybody's thinking, shut the fuck up about Crawley, he's like, I'm selling him the dream here. This is what I did. This is what... Shut the fuck. Your head had just dropped with it.
Yeah.
And then you could have gone the other way and blow up.
And then he had to come back with his tail between his legs.
Because like,
he couldn't sign for anybody.
Jimmy Glass, wasn't it? When he went through his boots and his gloves in and just went, fuck
I've had enough.
I've fucking had enough of this. I've had enough of you.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this. Fuck this.
He went calm and went, I don't even like you.
That must have hurt the most.
Yeah.
I don't even like you.
Will you, the slower you say it, the more it means, I think. Will you just shut the fuck up about Crawley?
There's a question that we got. Who would you have on a 5-man under the cosh quiz team, pub quiz?
Right. Matt Lettice.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Captain.
Chris Kirkland. He's going to know everything about sport, Kirky.
You could have Clark Carlisle.
Yeah.
He was footballer's brainiest player. Ian Dowie.
Downer.
What did he do, Dowie? He was
he built spaceships missiles. Or something.
He built spaceships, yeah.
So that's four.
Craig Davies.
Why is he a little smirk when you say that?
I think you've got to get an old boy on as well, you know, just for cover the jaws.
Oh, Baz
Rathbone.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Lou Macario or a Martin Allen, I reckon, would be good, you know, just for the swinging 60s. What about the worst? Who would you be, if you're in that
captain,
team, who would you be up
captain
against?
Captain Gary Roberts.
Gary Roberts, Ben Marshall, Dean Windass, Andy Johnson. Can you imagine that?
No, I reckon John was quite intelligent.
They'd all just be, yeah, no, but they'd all just be rolling around, like getting their asses out of the table and like, and then, I don't know, just like making fart noises.
I forgot that was ever a thing.
Just making fart noises.
So you can still do it?
Just them, just run, like chucking.
Get that chassis on there.
They'd just be chucking.
Post turkey chassis.
Like, yeah. Look at that, like a scratch car.
The thing is, on the picture of the thingy that Marty put up, it looked like a proper granddad's belly. You know, the hard, but it's not, is it?
No, it's floppy.
The camera done you no favours.
Well, I've never been very photogenic.
So, yeah, I reckon that would be the worst.
I don't think it looked that bad,
four.
Anyway.
Maybe Jason Price in there just sat there not knowing what the fuck's going on.
I used to be able to make a promise.
Yeah.
Try it, Chrissy.
By the way, to say he's been dieting and all that, they're the results he's got.
What?
Go on then. Oh, breathe out. No. Fucking breathe out.
Hey, I'm breathing out.
You fraud.
I'm breathing out.
Breathe out. Let it go.
I'm pushing out.
Let it go. Let it go.
There'll be pants in a minute. I am.
Let it go.
Have we put the Manscaped ad out yet?
Hey, wrong with that.
Where were we then?
We had a quiz team.
Quiz team.
Yeah. We had a back quiz team. So we had another Patreon video, I think. This your favourite?
My favourite story, this. Wayne Biggins, pigeons.
It's up there with one of the best stories.
It is, isn't it? Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I didn't think... And it was only the TikTok video that
this
I thought.
It's a very... It's a generational story, this.
No, but it is, but it's not. Because... And obviously, God rest the souls, the poor pigeons. But it's the fact that it actually, like, these were prized pigeons. They were worth thousands of pounds, these pigeons.
But what I mean is, it could only happen in the 80s, this, or early 90s.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know if I spoke about it when I were at Cardiff. So I'm in my local, right, Wednesday night, so I've drove up Tuesday. And we used to go for a game of poker on a Wednesday night. So I used to travel back down to Cardiff about 12 o'clock, get down there at 3 and get to bed. And obviously I went asked about training. So I'm in my local. So my local hunter, should I say. You know what I mean? He's got 9 lurchers.
Yeah.
He's got an os.
Yeah.
That just walks.
I was going to roll in his back.
And cart. So he phones me and he says...
dirty fingers. They've all got dirty fingers.
He says, John... Rokesmoor's roll-up. Yeah. He says, John, where are you? He says, I'm just up at club. He says, when are you going back down to Cardiff? I says, oh, tonight. He says, oh, fantastic. Could you do me a favour? He says, why, what's happened? He says, well, we let some pigeons off in France, right? And my mate in Cardiff, one of his pigeons has come home with me, with mine. I says, what do you mean? He says, well, it's come home with mine. So it's
wrong pack.
With wrong
flock.
Flock. He says, it's a right pigeon, I know. It's a right pigeon. I says, right, so you're telling me this pigeon's got let off at France and it's ended up in the wrong country and it's a right pigeon. He goes, it says, ah. I says, well, I'm no fucking pigeon expert, right, but it's 240 mile away. He says, can you take it down for me tonight? I says, well, what am I going to do? He says, I'll put it in a box, put some feed in and that, take it down, phone the man when you get down, he'll come and pick it up. I says, right, yeah, no problem. So I went to his house, got like a box, you know, it flat on top, an angle.
Yeah.
So I put it in back at car. So I'm driving down a Cardiff 1, 2 in the morning. It's fucking flapping about in this box. So I phones the guy who went, I says, oh, I've got this pigeon from Gaz. He says, oh, can you hold on to it for us till morning? I says, what do you mean? He says, well, it's a bit late now, isn't it?
You could have been a bedding back without cat litter.
So I says, well, if you want. I says, well, he says, I'll come to the training ground. Says, right, okay then. So I says, what do you want me to do with it? He says, to taking it out. So I'm a fuck taking it in house. So I left it in car. And anyway, so I took it to training next day. And one of the lads was scared of birds. So I undid the thing and I picked this bird up and I've gone behind him and I've just like let go of its wings. You know, so it flaps.
Yeah.
And he's fucking looked on his shoulder, honestly. His foot, he's shit his pants, right? So I've got it back in box. Anyway, this guy comes. He says, oh, thank you so much. It's my best bird. And obviously I'm thinking, well, it's fucking shite, isn't it? Might be better off ringing it, right? And I never forget, he went, there's a tenner there. Tell Gas, thank you very much. As if I've got a game tenner. I've had a pigeon in my car for 240 miles, flapping like a fuck.
You know, stinky, man. I've been shitting it back at boot.
Well, it's in its box, isn't it? I didn't just let it fly around car. So that's why this pigeon story reminates with me and all, like. But yeah, it's a rape pigeon. I'll never forget. It's a rape pigeon.
It's one of my favourites. Definitely one of my favourite Patreon story, and up there, one of the favourites.
Yeah.
Did you get a car this time at Stoke? No, any no sponsors?
No, nothing there. No, nothing. I got a sponsor my football kit, a company called Bezix. It was a lad called Alan who had a business, and there's another one called Bezix, Stoke, and massive pigeon men, racing pigeons, paid a lot of money for them, good money.
Because they can be expensive, pigeons, can't they?
Fucking thousands. So after every game, we always used to have a good drink and then drive home. So one of the lads said, Bert, before you go, I want you to take these pigeons back to Sheffield. When you get home, just let them go for us.
So this is one of your sponsors?
Yeah. Let these pigeons go for us, because I want them to race for me for a few bob. So I says, not a problem.
This is like part of the training?
Part of the training, just to run back. Fly back to Stoke, get there on the time him, and then he'll know how good these pigeons are to win a few bob and all that crap. So I says, not a problem, Bob. So I have a few beers after, so he gives me pigeons. But I always race back to get home to go to dogs. So I pull the car on drive, goes in, gets my fucking gear on, chains round, jumps in a cab to dogs. No phones in them days, were they? Well, 89 aside for Stoke, there were no phones. They were all dingy. So I get up next morning, house phone's ringing. Jane, it's Bob. Straight away I've thought, oh, for fuck's sake. I went, hey, Bob, all right? He went, did you let them pigeons go? I've left them in fucking boot at car. It's the boot at car. So I've gone, yeah, let him go straight away, Bob. I were on house phone, so he went, we've not come back yet. I went, you're fucking joking. He went, it's a few thousand, £2 was the like. So I went, well, I'll let him go, Bob, honest. So I went, want to fucking boot a card. He went, shit, feathers everywhere. On boot, let fucking pigeons go. Goes out, usual Sunday day thingy. Goes back in, I phones him up. House. I went, Bob, he went, if you just fucking come back. He went, I've done him. I've rung him. He says, they're no good to me now. And I've sat in there for it. He's rung him, Joe. And I tell you what, if he listens to this, that's the first time he'll know. Because I still swear, if I ever go back and see him, he thinks I let him go. Straight away. Half a dozen pigeons.
Oh. They're no good to me.
Shit and feathers, they're no good to us, he says.
She's wrung thousands of pounds of pigeons' neck. You did. I bet there were fucking shit and feathers everywhere.
Shit,
car.
Feathers in boot and everything. She looked like he'd been shot.
I bet he wouldn't have minded if you'd have said, oh shit, I've forgotten
exactly
all.
Exactly. Just let him go. Oh, yeah. Funny, honest. Funny. Oh, dear.
It's where he tells it and all.
Yeah.
I rung him, Jud.
Shit and feathers.
No good to me, them. I fucking rung him.
On the subject of biggins, I think you've said it on the quiz.
Oh, aye.
He gets a random phone call.
Oh, yeah.
Go on.
So, he gets a random phone call from this number he doesn't know, obviously. And he says, oh, I've heard you on the Kosh. Absolutely incredible. I says, who is it? Noel Gallagher.
Noel rang him.
Yeah. He said, obviously he's a City fan, isn't he? Bert played for City.
Yeah, yeah.
Says that Noel Gallagher.
He had to pull over, didn't he? He said, I've had to pull over, get your number, in fits of laughter.
So Noel Gallagher's somehow got Bert's number from somewhere.
Not only is he a listener, he's a Patreon, by the way.
It's good enough for Noel.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Because it's good enough for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I've only just put that two and two together. Yeah.
Do you think he uses a fake email address? Like Robbie?
Yeah. We've got Robbie and Noel as Patreons.
And Woody.
Woody the drummer.
Yeah.
Woody the drummer. Well, yeah, he is, isn't he? Yeah. He is. Yeah. Woody the drummer.
Bastille.
Yeah.
Hey, who do you think our most famous listener is?
Well, are we going to?
Can we top Robbie and Noel, do you think?
No. Who else can we go? Elton?
Someone, Prince William. Lizzie?
Yeah.
He might check, you know.
Emails,
he's Royal Highness.
Big Willie style at hotmail.com.
His Royal Highness, Prince William. .co.uk. Fucking boom.
$2.50 a month.
If I'd not been in Turkey, we could have ended up on that stage at Jubilee. Just doing a podcast with somebody from Aston Villa.
Yeah. They're not getting any bigger than that, are they?
Noel and Robbie, I don't think we're going to get bigger than that, are we? If there's any famous people, listen. Just
what can they do?
Just stick your hand up.
Make yourself known.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time you're on stage, give us a shout out. Yeah. Or you're doing a movie or something. Just drop it.
I'd love you to get on stage with a big hitter. Aren't you going to Bastille? Are they not at somewhere?
Yeah, they're at Kendall this year.
You're meeting up, aren't you?
No, I dropped him a message. I said, really looking forward to it. And I was hoping he was going to say, yeah, a few backstages there. And he was like, no, yeah, enjoy it. Might see you. might give you a wink from behind the bongos.
I'm spinning my drumsticks. They might give you a point. That's for you. Pointing a wink with a stick.
So I just said, good luck. Cheers, mate.
Yeah. It's not, to be fair, it's not too bad, is that, innit?
Have we got what? We've got one more, I believe. Patreon best bit.
Smudge getting shot.
Another out the blue. Didn't expect it. Bloody good one.
I think it's Dino's accent, isn't it? Dean Furman's, the way he tells it.
And the joy on his face as he's telling it. He's a right happy-go-lucky chap, isn't he? Yeah. Right, he's one of the guys who just think he's happy.
Yeah.
Just looks happy.
Remember, when you think about the level that he's played at, Dean Furman, obviously for South Africa, the players that he's played with against Brazil and who he shared a pitch with, Ronaldinho's, and it's incredible, really.
And he'll be A-list over there, yeah. South Africa.
Oh, do you ever listen?
Yeah.
They got away with it, but the year before, I'd been with Oldham. So we had Big Matt Smith. He has to tell the story. He's just so posh, and the way he says it, it's just
big striker
at Millwall. So the way he tells the story is absolutely incredible. But it was him and we had a night out. So we'd worked our balls off all week. Got to the end of the week, and we played Rotherham during the day, which the referee cancelled. It was like the Champions League final. It's a friendly, pre-season friendly, but it's like two teams out there. You've got Dickie on the one side, you've got Steve Evans barking orders on the other side. It was mental. We were just fighting every 2 minutes. The poor Portuguese referee called the game off. He's like, what's going on here? It's friendly, pre-season, it's Portugal, it's nice weather, enjoy yourself. We were smashing each other. So as you know, like after that game, everyone kind of gets a night out, don't they? At the end of one of those trips. So we've ended up. So we started drinking in Browns. I was captain at the time. So I could see where this was going. So we had Lee Croft, and he's plowing this young boy with shots, this Irish lad, with shots. And I can see straight away. So there's we're in Browns. There's some families there with grandparents and stuff, and this young Irish lad starting effing and blinding. I'm like, oh no, I can see where this is going. So we said, right lads, let's get in the taxis. Let's get to town. Let's get to the strip. So we've got to the strip. We've got to the town. And the young lads, they're obviously now half cut. They've had a few. they've decided moving cars driving through the port, they're now jumping on the bonnet and rolling across the bonnet. That was how the night started.
Well, like
in a film. So the cars are coming through at like 10 miles per hour. But even still, I'm standing there going, oh my God, what is that? This isn't going to end well. So they're rolling across the bonnets of cars, moving cars. I'm like, oh, here we go. So then the night's carried on. We've then seen the Rotherham side, and we've had one of the young lads got elbowed in the face. So we've got this small lad and about a 6'4" midfielder from Rotherham. He's squared up to him in the middle of the port. I'm like, how can this night get any worse? So we carried on, night's gone on, and everyone's kind of start to find their way home. Anyway, so we got Matt Smith, big posh lad, amazing guy, absolutely love him. The nicest guy, brilliant guy. He's got in a taxi with Dean Bouzanis, who's the goalkeeper at Sutton. Dean's Australian, lively, cocky, loves to give a bit of jib. So they've got in a taxi. Anyway, cut a long story short, they've had a fight over 10 euros. So basically the taxi driver said, they said, can we get some food? The taxi driver, I'll get some food, don't eat in my car. They've ate their burgers in the back of the taxi. So when they've given him the money, they want the change. And the taxi's gone, you eat in my car, you eat in my car, no change. So then Boozy's obviously giving him a bit, saying, give us our fucking money. So anyway, they've obviously had a bit. They've got out the taxi at Brown's, start walking back to Brown's, and apparently the taxi driver's got out the taxi, pulled a gun.
What?
Pulled a gun and started shooting at them.
Live round.
This is why you need Big Smudge to say the story, because apparently he's gone, Boozy, run for your life. And you know what Browns, you go like up the stairs, Smudge is crawling up the stairs, Boozy's been shot in the leg. And you know that the doors are like those electric sliding doors, but because it's 2-3 in the morning, the night the security guards locked them, and Smudge has opened their door. So they've got back to the room. Boozy's been shot in the leg. Turns out it's a pellet gun or a BB gun, whatever. Gun. You don't know if it's someone pulls a gun on you. You don't know. So they've had to call the physio. And as I said before, a trip to Brown's was a stag do for the gaffer and his staff. So the physio, apparently they're out. They're all having a great night. The physio's got a call saying, John, Boozy's been shot.
Mando.
So John's the physio's had to go to Dickie and say, Gaffer, your goalkeeper's been shot. We've got to go back. So apparently Dickie's steamed through the door and he's going, what the fuck's going on here? And apparently he's absolutely laid into the guy. I think he's more annoyed that his night got called short because they were having a great time down at the port. Turns out the best thing was that, so Smudge had just, he's had a fantastic career, but he went a bit of a different route. He had just come out of uni. He played a bit of non-league, and this was his first club, his first professional club. So he's done, 3 weeks of pre-season. Now we're in Portugal. His face the next morning, I remember seeing him at breakfast, and one of the coaches walked past both of us, and he went, morning, Dean. I went, morning, Butts. And he went, you see, he didn't even speak to me, didn't he? So, I'm getting sacked. His whole career had gone in 3 weeks. It's just like every time there's a story when you go.
Imagine that.
You go
away. Just, you're like, he's been what, sorry? Like, music on in this bag. Yeah. He's been shot. Fucking shot. I'm just imagining this taxi driver like looking out,
he's seen a bit of chilli sauce and his beaded feet coming.
And just going, oh shit, I'm having this.
The noise from it woke up the whole of Brown. So like, it's like villas, individual villas. So it's like everybody heard the gunshots. So imagine like you're just hearing that in the middle of Portugal, someone shooting at you. Mental.
Quick break and play once again, gentlemen, for a message from our friends at NordVPN. You've been using it on holiday, haven't you?
Certainly have. My accounts have never been as safe.
Military grade security. That's all I'll say.
I don't know who's in that hotel.
No, well, not just that. You were watching Netflix and all the games and everything.
Mexican.
Oh, see. Yeah, I'm watching it all.
Well, as we mentioned before, NordVPN is the number one VPN service. You can sort all your security out on your accounts, your passwords, your bank details, all the stuff you don't want anybody knowing about. Keep it tucked away in a drawer in a safe. It's like a safe on your phone and on your computer. Keeps it all nice and secure.
It's true, Chris.
And you can bounce your geolocation. So you can, like we said, you can appear like you're in Turkey or Argentina, and if there's a game on over there, all of a sudden you're watching it. And you can get your Netflix a bit cheaper if you're tighten the belt a little bit.
Have we got an offer, Chrissy, talking of tighten the belt?
We have got an offer, have we? The link's in the description. And if you join up with a link, you get a superb offer as being an Under the Cosh viewer and listener.
You can sleep better at night, mark my words.
NordVPN, the best in the business. No buffering, by the way. No buffering. We didn't mention that.
Good quality.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Potential.
He's going to come on, smudging, eh?
Also, be good to hear that story for Stan, yeah. Won't it?
Boozy! Run for your life!
Keeper's been shot.
Classic, man.
I know we've said that was the last Patreon best bit, but there is one other bit that I'd like to put it out there to the wider audience, because I feel like I've taken a lot of stick in the past with regard to research, should we say, and getting names wrong.
And when you do, he likes to let you know about it, doesn't he? He jumps straight on it.
You're the first one.
What are we working with here, fuck's sake?
I feel as though this is something that you two have cooked up while I've been away.
No. So, I mean, I feel that the wider audience need to see this little clip from Tony Daly. It's one of my favourite Patreon moments, I'll be honest.
I can't remember what's coming now.
So who was in his circle when he first came in? Which older lads were in that?
Yeah, but I would say Kevin Richardson, Dean Saunders. Andy
Carlton Tanch. Have been there then?
Sorry?
Carlton Palmer?
Yeah, in terms of, you talking about, it wasn't at Villa. Yeah, no, we didn't go to Villa. You tried to
what?
Get him.
Carlton Palmer at Villa? Fuck me. I'm thinking of fucking Sheffield Wednesday.
Yeah, that's where he was, yeah.
Still early. It's not even 12. It's only 12 o'clock. Fuck me, yeah.
It's done me that. Yeah. Thing is, you tried your best to answer it for him as well.
I was thinking,
because of the Birmingham area connection. That's what's fucking got us.
To be fair, I think I've got away with murder there. That Tony's such a nice fella, because it could have like
the Birmingham area. You know, the Birmingham area.
Climb in town as well.
Ah, sorry, I'm thinking of Sheffield Wednesday.
So it was only 5 to 12. You're going to cut him some slack.
It could have just actually C-bombed me off, couldn't it?
Yeah.
You fucking moron.
That made my day, that did. It made my year, I think.
You'll never forget it, Chrissy, will you?
But there's been some great bits in the Patreon.
I said I forgot all about that.
There's some other crap. I mean, there's loads. Jamie Proctor, there's some great ones in there.
Tip, the Christmas tip. I didn't see that coming, and he just came out with it.
What, when you didn't give him really one?
Because he was your boot boy, wasn't he?
Yeah. And he caught us off guard. But I still think he was probably on 45 quid a week. I'm giving him a week's wages.
He was saying 100 to 200 quid average, were it, for a Christmas bonus. Yeah. And you give him what?
I had two. I gave him and Jamie Douglas 50
No,
each.
But you give him 50, what? 50 quid.
A week's wages. I'm still...
You're still fighting your corner? Yeah. Nah.
A week's wages for him?
For him. He was in the youth team.
So I'll tell you what he's giving him, right?
Quid.
He's giving him £1 a week.
He's cleaning your boots for a year, you give him
no
a pound
Christmas
a week.
Bonus. give him a Christmas bonus and then I give him 50 quid at the end.
Oh, so
no works. No, no way. Give him 50 quid at end as well.
Fuck. Oh, sorry, I'll get you next. I've not got money on me. I'll get you next season.
Out of contract. Yeah. See you later.
So even if still, so he's giving him £2 a week.
Yeah, still. If he gives him a 50, week, so cleaning your corpus in top shape.
Hmm.
So when you
he was really good at it.
When
as
you
well.
Break that down, he's probably getting 33 pence a day.
Yeah. And there's numerous times that you've called people tight bastards as well for being stingy. Yeah. And the cat's out the bag now.
But I'm sure I'll take it on the chin.
I'm sure you've suited him out now, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bought him a coffee when he did the podcast. And so he had some of my chicken wings in hell.
Somebody asked, do you think that if there are any players that are playing today, because we've mentioned on previous episodes that there's nobody playing these days that are, you know, we'll be out of a job in years to come. There's nobody will have any stories. Do you think there are anybody who's still playing today that will be
Grealish?
All right, to come on,
Grealish, yeah. Declan Rice,
Andy Carroll.
He's come at the end, though, isn't he?
Mm.
In terms of young ones,
Pickford could be entertaining.
Jordan, I have a few tales. Yeah,
Stonesy.
Oh, by the way, just on Jordan Pickford. Can you remember at the start of this season, the football season, someone in this podcast thought quite adamantly and strongly that Everton would make the top four?
And you need to improve your football knowledge.
I think we laughed you off the...
Yeah.
I was convinced as well. I thought they'd do all right. But, you know...
Saying that, though... During Marlon Haywood's, you said Conte will lose the dressing room in 2 months and he'll fuck off.
Oh, well, can we not? We just had a bash at me.
Conte will be off in 2 months, lose the dressing room. Leave his desk. Although I did say Richarlison will get you relegated.
You did. So we've all been guilty.
Of...
We all make mistakes. That's why pencils have rubbers.
I like that.
No, it's been a great series.
Fucking clocks were miles up and all mine, didn't we?
But we'll be back August-ish with a new series.
When you're next in the country, John.
Yeah.
I'll be in. No, but thank you very much.
No, massive thanks to everybody who supported us through the series and enjoyed this series. And we'll be back with another series very, very, very soon.
But don't forget, in the next 2 months, in June, July, in the next 2 months, Patreon episodes will still be coming out.
If you fancy getting involved in that, and the live shows as well. We've got the live shows coming up in September. Tickets are going like hotcakes.
Are they really?
I believe.
Favourite question on Patreon that you put out. It's not even it is a question. The wife's Ford Focus broke down 5 minutes into her work commute this morning. So she walked back home and caught me scuttling the next door neighbour in our bed. For future reference, what would you say is more reliable? A VW Golf or a Toyota Prius?
Scuttling as well.
To be fair, the next one must have scuttled around very quickly. if she's 5 minutes, only 5 minutes gone, it must have been like a fucking, you know, one of them.
As soon as she used the gate click.
Yeah. Go on to it. As soon as the Prius gets up.
But I can recommend the golf,
doesn't sound
as we do know.
Yeah, scuttling doesn't sound like good sex, does it?
Nah,
it sounds... scuttle.
Oh no!
I go for the Prius.
Would you recommend the Prius?
But
message him back saying, "Are you moving out? Are you going to try and smooth things over?"
Yeah, let us know.
Give us an update. Who's that from?
Paul Myers.
Paul Myers. Hope everything's working out in the love life.
Get through that one.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were messing about saying the wife, never been so turned on, got him with us.
See that?
This is the kind of guy I'm working with.
That's tier two content, isn't it? Bonus content.
It's the kind of type of guy we're
working
with.
What about this one? Chris, fellow Mackham in Leeds, is it true you used to go around the Cooper Rose telling the women you're a footballer? Great podcast, lads.
I can confirm that.
Is that true?
No, you can't.
Hey?
Chris Brown, footballer.
No. I never used to go in the Cooper Rose. I think it was like a... Weatherspoons.
Full kit on. He's going in his corpus.
Somebody will correct this. I also saw one, apparently, it was on the message boards that someone's asked us the time when I was out. And I've gone, it's 2:30.
What, Billy Big Bollocks?
And that doesn't happen. I've never heard it. I've heard it amongst lads in changing rooms. But I've
never heard that.
Imagine going up to somebody and saying, have you got the time, mate? And
and me going, "I top that's £2,000, mate."
See, to be fair, I've never seen him wear a watch.
Yeah.
Apart from that, when you're like recent with his
Apple Watch,
that job he is. So I'm going to back you up on that one. I do that. I obviously know.
Did you never have one of them with diamonds in and all that?
Nah, a Bradley Hall special, yeah. Mickey Holland.
I thought you had one of them.
Me?
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure
wash
I saw.
Bag.
I'm sure I saw. It, I'm sure bag. I saw it at your house in Manchester. I think you had one of them.
Dinner plate.
No, half past £2,000.
No, the one with the old.
It's not me. Colours.
Come on, change it subject quick.
No, like Chaddy. Yeah. I think you had one of them. Me.
Frank
Diamantes.
No. Jacob and Co.
Oh, yeah.
I think you had one of them.
Big sundial.
I'm almost sure you did.
I'd have said more than half past £2,000, because they're about 30, aren't they?
Yours weren't.
Half past £30,000.
half past £45.
Well, yeah, that's not true.
No.
In fact, I think I said the little one's mum I was a financial advisor when I first met her.
Did you?
Yeah.
I'm Chris. I'm a financial advisor. I've got fucking shitloads of money.
Why did you go for financial advisor?
I panicked.
Did you? Why? Yeah. Did you not want to say? You'd be embarrassed.
I never say I'm a footballer. I never said I was a footballer.
Oh.
I just think it's an easy way out, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did you not go for like window cleaner?
Chris.
There's got to be some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I always used to, I always used to say I'm an underwater candle juggler, right? So then I could gauge straight away. Have I said this?
Go on.
So you could gauge straight away what type of girl you're talking to.
So they just fuck off.
Underwater, what do you do? Oh, I'm an underwater candle juggler. Try this, chaps, right? So if they go, face drops, miserable bastard. Go on, move on.
Yeah.
Not with a shoe, like, obviously. Yeah,
with a tanky.
Underwater kind of go, funny.
Yeah.
Dickhead, right? So somebody starts laughing, you think, oh, they've got a bit of sense of humour. If somebody goes, really? You know they're fucking slack as a bag of knackers. Come and get a drink, love. That's how you use it. Miserable on your bike, love.
Census, the John Parkin census.
Yeah. Laugh, they've obviously got a bit of sense of humour.
Yeah, you pass the test.
In fact, there's four. There's one where you think, the thinker, really? And you could see them working
processing.
It out. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all right. But if they go,
all
right. Ooh. Two gin and tonics, love.
Taxi.
Half past £4,500. Time to fucking go home.
No, but thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah.
And watching the whole series, and we'll be back.
And any younger, do try the underwater candle juggler.
And if you do miss us, the Patreon is still available. £2.50 a month. And you get them two extra episodes that'll be out every month.
Time to get off, lads. I need to unpack a case.
Off again.
I'm off.
Have you unpacked it?
Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you very much for listening. We'll see you soon.
Time to have a rest.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president. You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about...
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.